I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Seems shocking that just as more governments around the globe recognize same-sex marriage, Nigeria today enacted a new anti-gay law, the Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act. It criminalizes gay marriage and gay organizations and anyone associated with them. Homosexuality was already illegal in Nigeria, but this new law goes further. Violators face jail sentences of up to 14 years, and those who advocate for gay rights or, for example, treat diseases like HIV and AIDS are vulnerable to arrest. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the law dangerously restricts the freedom of expression and association of all Nigerians. Davis Mack Ayala is a Nigerian gay rights activist who lives in London. He had to leave Nigeria several years ago and was granted political asylum in Britain.
The already existing law was inherited from our colonial masters.
And that would be Great Britain.
That's Great Britain, and it's kind of not, very easy to prove. But the law that has just been passed now kind of criminalizes everybody and make everybody illegal, because in Nigeria, according to Nigerian constitution, marriage is defined as between a man and a woman. So which means that, same-sex marriage is already illegal in Nigeria. I think that what they want is to have a way of further persecuting and punishing innocent LGBT people by the law. I can tell you as we speak that LGBT people in Nigeria are being witch hunted. The police are witch hunting people. Some homophobic people are taking the laws into their hands. Before this law, people are trading carefully when they deal with LGBT people. But now, they can violently attack LGBT people.
Are you hearing these reports from people you're in touch with back in Nigeria?
Yes, I'm hearing this report right from home in Nigeria.
What was the impetus for this bill, this Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act?
Basically, what they want to achieve is to fulfill the interests of Nigerian religious leaders. I heard the president in his comment in the bill saying, oh, he's doing this for what Nigerians want. But I think that's a big mistake, because if you know Nigeria, what Nigeria want is good road, electricity, good education. Nigerians are living in poverty. Things are not working well. And every ordinary Nigerian wants a good life. I don't think Nigerians at this stage in time, this is the kind of gift that Nigeria wants.
Now, when you say religious, this is kind of an appeal to religious leaders. Are you thinking evangelical Christian leaders or Muslims or who?
Well, since 2006, when the idea of a bill was first introduced in the Nigerian parliament, the religious leaders, the Anglican Church of Nigeria, who are also connected to right-wing conservative Christians in America, have forcefully and strongly support the bill. And also Islamic leaders, where, like in the northern Nigeria, where there are Sharia laws, you have Muslim scholars and religious leaders strongly supporting this bill.
It's interesting that this law, though, is kind of similar to a new law in Uganda, which also criminalizes same-sex marriage and also stymies any activism because it criminalizes anyone working on gay rights. So what do you think the future looks like, in your opinion, in Nigeria?
Well, the future is very dark, because those who provide services for LGBT people, especially in the area of HIV/AIDS treatment or counseling, definitely will be put at risk.
Davis, when you were living in Nigeria, you were the principal of a small Anglican elementary school, and you were fired in 2003. Why was that?
Well, once the issue of my sexuality, has come to a public, the education board didn't want me again. They couldn't see all the qualities and skill that, I have. And this is why this same bill that has been passed into law is worrisome, because LGBT people can be fired from work without them having the right to go and challenge such dismissal in court. I didn't have anywhere to take my case to. I was receiving all kinds of threats, not only from the church, but also from outside the church. That led to me having a physical attack. Luckily, I survived, which led me to, go on exile. And from exile, I have to come to the UK, to be safe. So it's a very hostile situation in Nigeria for LGBT people.
Davis Mack Ayala is a gay rights activist from Nigeria who now lives in London. He's been telling us about Nigeria's new Same-Sex Marriage Prohibition Act. Davis, thank you very much.
Thank you.